Saturday night. It is the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast, episode 304. I'm Elio. He's Ben. Ben, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just, been waiting around all day. It's been like the most dreary of days possible. Because
it's a bit raining there.
Yes, it's just all day nonstop.
All right. Terrible. So, same here.
Yeah, but, it's been a good day, so can't complain.
So first of all, did you listen to the Revolution episode that I uploaded?
I listened to the majority of it. Yes.
Yeah. What'd you think of the way I started the episode?
I loved it. Yeah.
That's why that took a little longer to put together.
No, I got it once I listened to it. I'm always the guy that's asking about it, folks, because in wrestling the news cycle moves so fast that if we don't get it up at a certain time frame, then it becomes irrelevant, and I don't want that. So.
All right. So we have the weekend wrestling. We have the tournament, which I finished the brackets for block four earlier, like a couple of minutes before we logged on. And then we're going to talk about Dark Side of the Ring. And I'll see what else I find on my iPad here, because I have some stuff on here. But Ben, what do you want to do first? This weekend wrestling or Dark Side?
We'll do the weekend wrestling first, and then we'll knock out Dark Side.
Okay, so what do you wanna do?
So I'm thinking I will do Raw and Dynamite. Raw and I don't wanna do Dynamite. Dynamite sucks.
SmackDown.
Yeah. But I mean in general, Dynamite sucks. It wasn't bad this week, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay, so you'll do SmackDown. I'll tell you what wasn't necessarily bad was NXT. I'll get into that.
I did see one clip of NXT which made me smile. So if that's what you're referring to, we'll see. But let's get started with Monday Night Raw. Let me just pull it up here. First things first.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I have to say this, right? So I like how the thing with The Rock and Cody and Seth is developing. I do.
Okay. All right.
However, I still can't ignore the fact that it doesn't make sense, and they're making a lot of it make sense, but the biggest thing that they're forgetting about, and it's driving me nuts, is the Rumble, because they're acting like because of the fact that Rock and Cody allegedly had this phone conversation that all of the stuff regarding him winning the Rumble is irrelevant. And that's the part that is really bothering me. And then the other thing, folks, and I think we saw
it here. Hold on. Okay, stop bothering Ben. Come on, do something.
Yes, and we're really gonna get into the do something frame of mind when we get to SmackDown, but here's my problem. Here's the other problem with what we saw to open Monday Night Raw. So you'll remember, folks, that Seth Rollins was treated as an afterthought during the press conference for WrestleMania 40, right? And then on the SmackDown before that, Roman just buried him, and then on and so he hasn't really made his voice heard, speaking of Seth Rollins, outside of begging Cody Rhodes to tag with him, pretty much. And Cody Rhodes officially acquiesced to the request on Monday. That was the big development. So Cody and Seth are officially tagging with each other against Rock and Roman for WrestleMania Night One. That was the story that was told this week, which I don't like, but I don't like the thought of the tag match, because to me, by doing that, it's a foregone conclusion of what's gonna happen here, because now, okay, you're gonna have Rock and Roman win the tag match. That meaning that Cody has to go through Bloodline rules to win the championship and finish his story. Which, what I just said, that's awesome. But the fact that it's a foregone conclusion, and we know what's going to happen with WrestleMania in the main event, I'm not a fan of that.
I tell you, sorry, going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I joined this one group called Wrestling World, just so I
Yeah.
can be a so I can be a troll and annoy these stupid wrestling fans that think they know that all their shit.
Right.
The stupid comments I keep reading. I mean, this group is full of some really stupid people that just talk. Like I'm like, what the fuck are you going on about?
So how does that but what were they saying about Rock and
No,
Roman and Cody?
they're like this one post. I want to see if I can find it here because give me a minute. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so the one post I saw, like, why do y'all hate Cody Rhodes so much? Is it that y'all just really dislike Cody Rhodes, or y'all just want Roman to lose the belt so we can have a new champion? No disrespect. I'm just wondering why y'all like Cody Rhodes so much.
Well, no, well, have you been watching the TV product in terms of the story that has been jammed down our throats for the last,
Right?
2 years since he came back? That's why. He's the
Like,
ultimate,
here's another
baby.
one. Here's another one. Cody ruined the Rock's story. His story was to face his cousin, but no, Cody had fans ruined
I think they got that backwards, but nonetheless.
Oh my God, but you see, that's the kind of shit and then I just go in there, I troll them. I'm like, y'all are stupid. Like, this one person was talking about Brock Lesnar, like, who's this Brock Lesnar y'all speak of?
Oh my God.
I said
Yes.
that.
Yes, Elio enjoys being a troll, but in
These fucking fans,
actuality,
y'all deserve it.
He actually does know his stuff. He likes to fuck with people.
Because y'all deserve it. You ask for it. You want to be stupid? That's what you get. Sorry.
No, I agree with you. I
Yeah.
absolutely agree. So, just the fact that it's like a foregone conclusion of what we're gonna do here now. And look, I have always said, since WWE, changed course, that was the right decision for them to do. So I give them credit, and I know that that's a difficult thing for the WWE machine to do, because you know whether it's true now, the attitude for so long was that we know what the fans want, and you know we know what's best, and we're gonna do our thing regardless of what they say, and they'll like it at the end. No. That's not always the case, and you know, I think Triple H and The Rock saw that and pivoted to this, and because of the fact that they have done this so well, and the fact that The Rock is really using what the WWE universe has said against him in such a positive way, and really turned it around on them and made this new heel character. You know, it's awesome. It's like the old saying, what's old is new again, but how long has it been since, you know, since The Rock has been this entertaining? You know, so from that perspective, it's awesome, but I'd just be remiss if I didn't mention some inconsistencies here. And one of the biggest inconsistencies is how Seth Rollins has been portrayed in this feud, which is why I would give the opening segment to Raw actually a low point. Because number one, he's dressed like a fucking highlighter.
Right? I was thinking that, Mike, wait a minute, what the hell? What was Seth Rollins
He's either a
wearing?
highlighter or BJ the Dinosaur from fucking Barney back in the day.
No. Or wait. If he's trying to be a highlighter, next week he'll come dressed. He'll come out dressed in blue, then the week after in red, then the week after in green.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, his outfits are so hideous that it's like, how could we not view him as a joke in this scenario? Like, what? And let's not forget this either. What about Seth Rollins' dealings with Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania? Is that taking a back seat now? So I don't like that either. You know, I think Seth is coming off as a severe third wheel. But I mentioned Seth's outfit for a reason, and I want you to keep that in mind, especially when we get to SmackDown and some of what Roman Reigns had to say. So. For now, I'm gonna hold off on further explanation till we get to SmackDown, and move on to the other low points before we get to the high points for
Okay.
Raw. Match wise, let's see. I'm scrolling down. Excuse me. Match wise, I would have to say Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Katana Chance and Kaden Carter, low point.
Okay, yeah.
I would also have to say Becky Lynch and Nia Jax, because I just don't care.
Yeah, right.
It's the same thing. Oh, and guess what? I bet you couldn't foresee this coming. Liv Morgan got involved to get Becky disqualified, just like Becky got her disqualified last week. Yay! And now it's gonna be Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan next week on Raw. For what reason? I don't know.
I
Now
can't wait.
I like no, don't get me wrong, I like both of those ladies very, very much. I would much rather be seeing Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan than be Becky Lynch and Nia Jax, but it's just
Yep.
like, what are we doing here? And then the other low point, Andrade versus Apollo Crews.
Yes.
I understand that it's Andrade's like reintroduction to the WWE universe, and the videos that they played for him in the evening, or during the show, was great. But Apollo Crews needs out of WWE, quickly, because
But don't go
it's just
back to
absurd.
ROH.
He doesn't, he, no, don't do that. But he doesn't deserve this kind of crap.
No.
I'm actually gonna probably piss some people off here because I
Uh-oh.
understand why they did it, but I still have to give Gunther versus Dominic a low point.
Uh-oh. Why?
Because the match is so stupid. Because you know exactly what it's gonna be. Not that I don't enjoy seeing Dominic get his ass kicked. That brings me a special brand of joy. But if I'm talking,
Special brand. Okay.
but if I'm talking about matches and actually being excited and excited by something during WrestleMania season, I'd much rather see, meaningful development in who's gonna face, who's gonna face Gunther for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania. So it's just it annoys me. High points. Let me just scroll back up to the top here. Come on, move your ass. Good Lord, what the?
What?
Jesus, I hate technology sometimes.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll give my high points and low points.
Okay.
So my low points I gave to the Katana Chance, Kayden Carter, Zoey and Shayna, and Andrade, Apollo Crews, and Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. I did put Gunther and Dominik as a high point, but I also have Judgment Day and Imperium, Sami Zayn and Ivar, Drew McIntyre, Jey Uso.
Okay, well, you just mentioned all my high points, so I don't have to mention anything else.
Oops.
Yay!
I guess we can move on to NXT.
Yes, and I'm rather enjoying the fact that I don't have to watch NXT anymore. So, Elio, take it away.
All right, so for NXT Roadblock, you know what? I was at the library when I was watching this. I went out yesterday, No, Thursday. I went out on Thursday. I decided to go to the library for a couple of hours. So I was there and I sat down and I was watching NXT Roadblock. And it wasn't all bad. So my high points, I have Dijak and Joe Gacy in the Asylum match. That was a great match.
Okay,
And
well, maybe I'll go back and take a look at that.
I like Joe Gacy. I'm a fan of Joe Gacy now. Not Schism Joe Gacy, but this is Joe Gacy for like Combat Zone Wrestling Joe Gacy.
Okay, fair enough.
Another one, the Wolf Dogs and Chase U. I hate that name, though, Wolf Dogs.
Exactly.
Lyra and Tatum Paxley and the Kabuki Warriors, Roxanne Perez attacking Lyra Valkyria at the end of the match, so Roxanne is a heel now.
Well, that'll be interesting.
And of course, Carmelo Hayes and Tony D'Angelo. Tony D'Angelo wins and goes on to face Ilya Dragunov at Stand and Deliver.
Well, see, they gotta move on to something else. That whole thing is getting old. I know it's intertwined with the Carmelo and Trick Williams thing, and I did see via a highlight thing that Trick Williams came out to try to attack Carmelo, but the
Yeah.
whole, how many times have we seen Carmelo versus Dragunov now? I believe this will be the fourth
No,
time.
we're not seeing Carmelo and Dragunov.
I thought that's what you said.
No. I said Tony D'Angelo is going on to face Ilya Dragunov at Stand and Deliver.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood then. My apologies.
Low points have Sean Spears and Uriah Connor. I can't believe I actually got the name. I don't even know who he is. I'm not even gonna bother looking up. We're not doing an indie spotlight. And I gave another
Well,
one low
okay then.
point. I gave another low point to Fallon Henley and Blair Davenport. Now this one segment is a low point, but it's also a high point. So we have the no catch, the no quarter catch
The
crew in the
no quarter
ring,
catch crew, yes.
celebrating the Heritage Cup victory with Charlie Dempsey defeating Noam Dar, and William Regal came out,
Yes, I saw this particular segment.
and the fans were chanting, "He's your father."
I loved it, and the little inside joke at the beginning of the promo, like, I'm going to defend this better than you ever
You ever
could.
could, yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
that and the smile between them.
So as
Yeah.
I hated that segment, but I liked it for that part alone. Because
Yes.
otherwise, the no catch, no quarter, fuck, the no quarter
No
catch
quarter
crew.
catch crew.
I mean, what the fuck? Just, can we shorten the name, please? The NQOC.
Exactly.
So that's all I have for NXT, but Roblox, it was okay. It wasn't like all bad.
Very good.
So now we'll move on to Dynamite with is it me? It's me, because you're doing SmackDown, you said, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Dynamite. Okay. All right. First of all, what
Yes.
do you think of this new logo?
I'm not a fan of the logo, but I have to tell you, I was a fan of a lot of the other visual elements. I do like the set design. I like the
Okay.
fact that I like the fact they
Yeah, but
bought the
it's the same one they had before with the double sides for the heels and the faces, the two tunnels.
Well, yeah, but they didn't have the two tunnels for a while.
Okay,
They
but
bought them back.
I'm saying like now they have it, they brought it back, kind of, just it
Yeah.
looks different.
From what I saw, I liked that, and I also thought the pacing of the show was much better this week. And the matches, folks, no, this is just my opinion, and we're gonna let Elio do his thing because I told him that this was his. As much as I like the look, and the feel of the set, I didn't like the new song. I thought that was weird.
I'm gonna have to. Oh, wait, I deleted the episode. It's okay, I'm gonna find it. I gotta listen to the new song again. So I didn't
Yeah.
get to hear it.
And I don't know if it was enough of a change to really draw my interest, but from what I saw, I liked it. The thing is, I'm one of those guys that was like, I'm very disinterested in set changes and all this other surface stuff. I think AEW needs much deeper change than just a new set and a new logo. So
Yep.
that's the reason why I give the pacing of the show props. And I do like some of what they did in regards to that on the show, and some of the matches were good too. So, but my overall point here, folks, is I'm one of the guys who like I said, I don't really care about surface stuff. If you're gonna make a change to Dynamite, change how you book it, change how titles are presented on that show. Get the rankings in order. And let's have a reset for the brand, not just a visual reset for Dynamite. So.
Okay. So here's my high point. Kyle Fletch and Will Ospreay.
Okay, good pick.
Low point. Kill Switch and Daddy Magic, Riho and Chris Statlander, and Hook and Brian Cage, because what is Hook doing with those ridiculous shots to the head with the garbage can lid?
AEW should really look into doing something similar to WWE in regards to the headshots, because I really don't like that. I think
I
that's
don't think Tony
very.
Khan cares about this. He doesn't care. That's why he allows it, because he just doesn't care.
Well, and that's a fair assessment. I personally think it's very reckless. I think it's dangerous. And
I'll tell you why. Because if he didn't care what happened on Sunday, when he wouldn't have allowed what happened to take place on Sunday.
exactly, and that strengthens your point even further. So it. That is very well put on your part, and I 100% agree with you. Did you have anything else, or was that it?
No,
High
that
points,
was
low
it.
points.
That was it for my hypothetical points.
Okay. My high points were. Well, definitely not the FTW title match. Although I have to explain something to you. I did like the fact that we actually got a video package that explained why this match was taking place before it took place.
Okay,
Do
yeah,
I
all right.
care about the match? No. But I do appreciate that they explained it rather than having it be a random fucking match.
But I just hate that Hook beat Brian Cage. How do you have
Well,
a guy inside of Hook beating Brian Cage? Brian, who's supposed to be a monster.
and that's my biggest problem, and that's why it's a low point, because what the hell? For the exact reasons that you mentioned. And the other thing too is like the hardcore stuff is just a little too much. And what the fuck was this? And I do mean what the fuck when I asked you, folks, why does Jericho come down and defend Hook? Now, I get it. I understand
Oh,
they had a little backstage
they had a
thing.
nice moment backstage with
I
the
don't give a fuck.
right?
I don't give a fuck.
But
Let
Ben,
the
it was a
Gates of
nice
Agony
moment. Come
be.
on, it was a fist bump, dude.
Jesus, you're putting a lot of stock in this fist bump.
Just the way my cones kids, all my cum frazzled and frustrated. That was hilarious.
I thought you were almighty when it came to Hook and Taz. The fuck out of here. But yeah, I just.
That was ridiculous. Come on, Chris
No.
Jericho. All of a sudden, Chris Jericho was friends with Hook. Seriously?
Yeah, and Kill Switch versus Matt Menard. I've already explained that I really don't like the Matt Menard thing.
Nope.
I don't. I explained that when we were going over the Christian Cage and Danny Garcia match at Revolution, which had Matt Menard at ringside. If you want to catch my thoughts on Matt Menard in more detail, go back and check out that segment on the AEW Revolution post show. Chris Statlander versus Riho. Here's the thing. I have no problem with Chris Statlander. I like Chris Statlander, right? She's also on Team Yummy in my book. Just say. But my complaint here with Riho is the same thing that it's always gonna be. Because what the fuck? Every time an offensive move is executed on her, I feel like she's gonna be broken in half. She's not believable as a wrestler whatsoever. And really, what is she doing beating Chris Statlander? And I really don't understand the direction that they're going with Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway. That's why they did the.
I'm confused by that.
Well, that's my point. That's the reason they did the whole, roll up finish for Riho, because it furthers the frustration between Hathaway and Statlander. For now, I don't know why they were frustrated with each other to begin with or whatever, but I don't get the whole pairing between Statlander and Hathaway. Let me see. Did I have anything else before we go to break?
All right, and also, not to mention, I forgot to bring this up. I also have the results from the New Japan Cup, which started on March 6th. So I have March 6th, 7th, and 8th results from the shows. So I'll
Oh,
go over
cool.
them as well.
And absolutely, in terms of high points, I agree with you with Takeshita and Osprey. I love Osprey.
You mean Kyle Fletcher?
Kyle Fletcher, and that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they're best friends, and yet they delivered that's awesome. So that wraps up our thoughts on Dynamite. Stay right there as we'll be back with the rest of the show right after this quick break.
Okay, and we're back, and we are going to wrap up AEW. We're gonna now move on to SmackDown. Ben, what do you have for SmackDown?
Well, we could take this two different ways. If you wanna if people wanted to go over the matches, we can do that. Obviously there's only really one thing to talk about, but we're gonna, because this isn't a pay-per-view show, we're gonna do the typical approach. All right. Now, for as big of a show as this is, with everything that's scheduled to go down with the Bloodline story, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, they start off this show with a Logan Paul promo.
Oh my God.
Okay, I gotta tell you, there's pretty much nothing else you can do to make my interest lower to continue to watch a show. And then, as if Logan Paul wasn't bad enough, as if that wasn't bad enough, he announced a partnership between himself and WWE, which will now feature his Prime Energy Drink logo being plastered in the middle of the ring on all PLE events.
So wait, because when I heard this, So does that mean at every pay-per-view, when they have the ring set up, that logo is going to be right there in the middle of the ring on the, at
Yes.
every pay-per-view? That is
Yes.
stupid. That is stupid.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
so not only that, not only is Logan making the rounds in terms of what's going on with him in WrestleMania, and the Prime being a sponsor and all of that, but no, we also have his business partner KSI
No one cares.
inviting getting
Go go go
invited.
go go dress up like a bottle of Listerine.
Exactly. So we get KSI for a photo op, but thank God. I've always been a fan of Randy Orton, folks, but I don't think I've ever been so happy to see Randy Orton deliver an RKO to
Right.
KSI. And not only did he deliver the RKO, but he made special point of dragging his lifeless body into the middle of the ring to cover up the Prime logo.
Bet. You know the
Yes.
three most dangerous letters in all of wrestling is?
Well, I know what they are, but I know what they should be because KSI.
The three most dangerous letters in all of wrestling is KSI.
Exactly, because it makes us want to change the channel immediately. But at
Okay.
least we got an RKO for KSI out of the deal. So that leads us to Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Was it a bad match? No, but I just don't care. I can't tell you how disinterested I am in Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. I'm hoping that this leads to an Austin Theory face turn.
Of course, it's gonna happen at WrestleMania for sure.
Right. And that's what I'm hoping for, and that's why I'm being patient with this. Originally, coming out of the Elimination Chamber, folks, we thought that we were going to get Randy Orton versus Logan Paul. But now I'm wondering if it's going to be Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus, like Logan Paul and KSI, which I really don't want to see. I hope that it's just Randy Orton and Logan Paul.
Well, that right there would be my low point if that happens.
Yes, that would be my automatic bathroom break. So I'm not gonna give the match a low point, but all this Logan Paul crap is just getting on my nerves. And then I'm talking to a friend of mine last night via text, and he because he had posted something earlier about the announced Mike Tyson and Jake Paul exhibition fight. And of course we're both like, why? Well, the answer is because it's payday. But you know what? I really hope Mike Tyson knocks the shit out of Jake Paul. I truly do, because I've just about had enough of these Paul brothers on
Yep.
my screen. And I've given Logan his due. He's
Sorry,
very good at
Ben, sorry. When does that one take place again?
what, the fight?
Yeah.
Joe, hold on. Let me look it up. July something.
Oh, still got time, okay. But still.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike Tyson, can you please knock Jake Paul out?
I would really appreciate it. But
If you do that, you'll be welcome on our show anytime. Just please knock him
exactly.
out. Yeah, there we go. We'll make a trade-off. You knock him out, we'll have you on our show.
Exactly. I would happily feature Mike Tyson on our show if he did that. Okay. So the next point we have to discuss, and that was a low point, by the way, with all that sponsorship crap. I just had enough of that. I'm just going down. Karrion Kross and Bobby Lashley was also a low point. Look, if they did this, and it was part of a larger story, like it's supposed to be with the Pride versus Final Justice, and we were constantly seeing that on our screen and things like that, I would be much more interested. But how often do we see these factions, face to face against each other?
I think we can
So
get this one at WrestleMania. This was just a match because I think a rematch is going to happen at Mania with the factions.
I wouldn't say no to that, but this just seemed like a waste of time, especially if it was gonna end in a DQ, because
Yeah, I didn't like this one.
AOP got the run in to jump Lashley. So it was pretty much 8 minutes and 39 seconds of wasted time. I have nothing against Karrion Kross and Bobby Lashley. The other thing here that I noticed is, Elio, can you look something up for me?
What's that?
Isn't Bobby Lashley from Denver, Colorado?
Me a minute here. Do pull that up real quick.
I have a point here, folks, I promise. So
Okay.
let me just wait for Elio to do some on the fly research for me.
So Bobby Lashley is from, well, he builds from Denver, Colorado, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, but guess where he was billed from t on SmackDown last night?
Where?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
I assure you, Bobby Lashley is not from
He is
Dallas,
not from
Texas.
Dallas, Texas, you dumb.
These people, they were dumbasses who don't have access to one
He
of the
was
most.
born in Kansas. He's built from Denver, Colorado. Dumb fucks.
I know.
God. And you wonder why I am the way I am with you people. Fuck. I can't. That's how I quit, Ben. Yeah, fans, that's it. We're done. The show's over. I can't do this anymore. Ben, have a good night. I'll see you next week. I'm out!
Oh shit. I think I might be minus the co-host here, folks. Oh my lord. Let me see if I'm actually without a co-host. No, he's still sitting there. He still has his headphones on, so I think we're okay. But I don't blame you, because I was just like, what the hell? So obviously, the big draw for SmackDown was the face off between Reigns and The Rock and Cody and Seth.
I like it
And
for one reason.
because the actual confrontation was less than 5 minutes long.
Well, because they had a lot of time. They started at 9:30, and they had like first of all, they had I think one or two commercial breaks, and then between Roman's entrance, The Rock's entrance, Cody and Seth's entrance, and then you go off the air like that, like we at with Cody delivering that slap, and that's how you go off the air. I wouldn't want to see a pull apart at least.
And the thing here, folks, is it's pretty much I know people are gonna say, well, the slap is advancement and Cody got his slap back and all
Well,
this other.
but I saw what happened off air afterwards.
Oh, I
Where
did not.
oh no, I saw the video of The Rock just walked out of the ring after that slap. You know what? Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. But it's just okay. So what we actually got promo wise was okay. I'm not a fan of you of using Cody's sister. And the big mic drop moment was like, aren't your siblings 20 years older than you? I saw somebody named, I think her name was Tel Rhodes, say like, she's like 3 years older than him. So I don't know if that's his sister, but let me look that up.
Someone in that Facebook group made a comment. They put up a post saying, "So was The Rock's daughter a mistake?"
Exactly, because they're like 20 years apart, if not more. I just it's weird.
Okay, I found the video.
Okay, so I found it right here. So it says, on this week's SmackDown from Dallas, The Rock brought up two of Cody's older siblings, Dustin Runnels and Kristen Runnels. So the lady that I was talking about, Tel Rhodes, is actually Cody's other sister, which I thought that was his only sister because Tel responded on Twitter saying, I'm only 3 years older. Now I don't even know if this is actually her. It doesn't matter. What matters, folks? I was trying to look up verification, but now there's a bunch
There
of.
we go, rock reference. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was trying to look up age verification, but it really doesn't matter because the point is everything that the Rock said about Cody's family could directly be turned around against The Rock and his daughters, which I get the whole point because the whole thing is that they both come from wrestling royalty, but I just thought that was a cheap way to bring up the sisters and the age difference and I
Ben,
didn't.
did you know that Cody Rhodes' family is all related to wrestling?
Well, yeah.
No, outside of Dustin and Dusty Rhodes. Because I have a list of all his other relatives.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, go ahead.
So, of course, you have Dustin Rhodes, you have Magnum T.A.'s his godfather,
I did know that.
Fred Ottman's his uncle.
I did know that.
Jerry Sags is his uncle, and Scorpio Sky is his cousin-in-law.
I didn't know about Scorpio Sky, but I know about the other stuff.
Yeah, I knew your stuff. I'm like, just cool. I see like how everyone is somehow connected here.
Yeah, but I didn't. I liked the fact that Cody and Seth were finally face to face with them. But in actuality, we got no storyline advancement outside of the slap, which, and that's the
So
thing.
sorry, Ben, I found the off air footage. I'm gonna show it to you because really there's no like talking. So I'm gonna show you the video.
Okay, but the thing is, folks, it's like, I understand we have like 4 weeks left till Mania, but really, we're just spinning our wheels, not accomplishing anything with that whole segment
Let me just
last night.
okay, I'm gonna press play now.
Okay, so far, nobody's even moved.
No. It's just a tense moment. I think Man, that's how you do. Like, that was just terrible. At
Yeah,
least give us
that.
some pull apart. This is all we got off
Yeah,
air.
and so pretty much you had The Rock cut this awesome promo online, in the middle of a rodeo stadium, before the show that was 10 minutes long. And then we get nothing when it comes to the actual face-to-face. Now I know people are gonna say, well, the slab was the selling point. I know it was, folks, but understand something. Since when did a man slapping another man become like the big thing? Okay? That's not a very manly or intimidating thing to do.
Yeah, Will Smith, he thought he did something special.
I mean, that, and that's the other point. We shouldn't be taking booking advice from Will Smith.
Right?
I mean, no, thank you. And if you want to mention all the names that we mentioned before, when we were looking up Cody Rhodes' family, that's fine. But that's in connection to the lineage, that could play into the storyline, but don't bring up his older sister. And by the way, I really, and I don't say this because I'm sensitive or whatever. I understand that they're doing pot shots. I understand how The Rock works, but if somebody mentioned my dog, I'm going for that person's neck. I'm sorry. By the way, it is Charlie's birthday today. I'm not kidding.
Oh, happy birthday, Charlie.
Exactly. My dog, who passed away 6 months ago, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday to you. And I gotta tell you, folks, if somebody messed with Charlie or one of my dogs that's still here, that's gonna be the content of what we're talking about. I'm not gonna be looking to slap you. I'm gonna be looking to knock you the fuck out. And that's what I wish this was. The dog thing is a small point, and that's not my overall point, but it's like, for all these personal pot shots being taken, oh, Cody's a mistake. Oh, Cody got his slap back. Can we get some actual anger and some actual, tension going on here? Because Roman is out there talking about how Seth Rollins looks like a cross-dresser, and I'm supposed to take him seriously as being
Sorry,
part of this deal at WrestleMania. What the hell?
Ben. I saw like a tweet in that group that I told you about earlier.
Yeah.
All right, because Sean Ross had put, "You're 20 years younger than your siblings because you were a mistake." And he has The Rock and Cody Rhodes. Then Tell Rhodes replied, "We are 3 years apart."
Well, that's what I was trying to say earlier.
Yeah, I found the actual tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just weird. Maybe he was talking about the other sister. I don't, but it's just the point is, through all this research and verification, folks, the promo didn't land.
Nope.
And the slap for Cody on the Rock may have been enough for some people, not for me.
Like this one that said, Cody gave Rock a weak slap. Seeing the four in the ring together since the press conference, Cody and Seth still seem weak and soft, not in the same league as Roman.
Well, and they're exactly right. Whoever said that is exactly right. So it's just, the big selling point of SmackDown didn't sell the match very well.
No. I mean, all of the shows this week. That's why I we went with Raw for the show of the week, even though like all of the shows were kind of meh. this week.
Yeah, I don't know who I would put as the show of the week. I really don't.
I would put NXT Roblox in the second because I liked it. I enjoyed Roblox. It wasn't a bad show.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Plus, we got to see William Regal, so.
Yeah, well, that's a step in the right direction. And he's also, I saw some stuff for the WWE 2K24, and William Regal is in that video game.
Are you getting that?
I've made a tradition out of getting them, but I'm not sure. I'm really not, because I just you already know what the storyline's gonna be. I mean, and they're all out there on the internet. You can watch the whole thing right now.
Ben, I don't know consoles, but you said you have Xbox. So which one? What's the newest one for the Xbox?
That's a good question. I don't know. I have the I think it's the Xbox Series S or something.
Oh, so what do you have?
I still have Xbox One.
So that's an older one, right?
Yeah, it still
But
works.
it still does the job it's supposed to. I'm the same. Like I don't really like play video games the way I used to, so I still have my the PS3.
Yes, and as long as the latest version of the NBA 2K works, I'm good.
So you can play any game on there, or is it like where you can only play certain games on that one, but you need a newer one if you want the newer games?
Well, no, you need you can't play any game. It's not,
Oh, okay.
you can't play games from like other consoles like you can
No,
with
I mean like can you play like any Xbox game on your console? Or do
No,
you
it has to be an Xbox One game
Right,
specifically.
that's what I meant. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all we have for SmackDown?
Yes, did you have any other points?
Actually,
Because I kind of
no,
dominated that one.
no,
Sorry.
kind of done with. Well, that was your segment, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But that's all I have for SmackDown. But I wanna look at the three new inductions into the Hall of Fame that were just announced. The first being Paul Heyman, second being Bull Nakano, and the third being the US Express.
I didn't get that one, the US Express. Now I understand that Mike Rotunda is in it, and there's an emotional side of it because of Bray and everything. And no disrespect from that end, but I looked them up, and they were only an entity talking about the US Express from 83 to 84. And within the
Wow, no, 83 to 84. No, they were tag team champions in 85. Then they lost to WrestleMania.
84 to 85. Yeah,
Yeah.
my within WWE, that is.
Yeah, and then
So
they lost the belts to Iron Sheik and Volkov.
was that at WrestleMania 1?
Yep.
Okay. I think the WrestleMania 1 connection is why they're going in.
Yeah, I mean
Maybe Bray as well.
4 years of WrestleMania.
But that seems, no disrespect to Mike Rotunda or Barry Windham for that matter, but that seems like a pretty weak induction.
And for Bull Nakano, that one's different. Now, who do you see inducting Bull Nakano?
I really have no idea. I know perfectly well who she is, but I don't know who they can get to induct
Yeah,
her.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who they would get. That's hard. For Paul Heyman, I came up with a couple of names. Tommy Dreamer, Joey Styles, Rob Van Dam, I'm so good there.
Well, out of those, I think it would be I think it would be Dreamer, but then again, he's associated with Impact, so I'm not sure if they're gonna do that.
Quite bad, but how about that listen name though?
Well, Gertner seems a bit outlandish, but
Yeah, I mean, you remember some of the things you should say, holy
yes, exactly. So
jeez.
I don't see them going in that direction. But
No.
Paul Heyman is clearly the headliner for this Hall of Fame, and I think Bull Nakano is a very good pick. I do, because she's been overdue for quite a while. And for younger fans who don't know who Bull Nakano is, that's perfectly understandable. We're not making fun of anybody for that. But if you want to see like a real badass women's wrestler from back in the day when
I saw a few fans asking who, and that one I'll give them a pass because not many people would know Bull Nakano because most of her matches took place in Japan.
Like, exactly. And and I'll even be honest with you, I'm not familiar with her Japanese work, but I do know who she is from, WWE when she was there, like I think in 95 and 96. Which
Yeah, 95 to 96, yeah.
see, I do know my shit. Yay. I don't know. I'm a nerd. But I hate it when people say they know stuff and they're like, what years were they active? Oh, I don't know.
Wait, say again, what was the question?
It's like, I hate it when people act like they know who somebody is, but yet you ask them, okay, what years were they active? Who was a member
Oh,
of the
what years
team?
were they active? Yeah.
And they don't know the answer. It just drives me nuts.
No.
Like, well, clearly you don't know shit about them then. Like, what? But nonetheless.
I know more than you. Let's give you their answer. I know more than you.
No. Well, for us, I can guarantee you by and large, they don't.
We're running out of time. We're going to be going to commercial. So when we return, I'm going to have the results from the New Japan Cup, which started on March 6th. And then we're going to get into the tournament, the final block D of the tournament. And then I already have the next one tournament set up to announce.
And then after the tournament, we'll get into Dark Side of the Ring.
Yes. Or do
Okay,
you want to
very
do
good.
that? Or do you want to do that first? It's up to you. Whichever one.
No, we'll do the tournament and then we'll do Dark Side.
All right, cool. All
So that'll work. All right, we'll be
right.
right back, folks.
All right, we're back. And Ben on March 6th, New Japan started their New Japan Cup event. And I have the results for the 6th, 7th, and the 8th.
Cool.
Now, I'm not going to go through all the tag teams because there was on Wednesday, March 6th, they were in the Oda City General Gymnasium in Tokyo for day one of the New Japan Cup 2024. There were a total of five tag team matches in a row.
No.
So I'm just gonna go over the singles matches.
In case you're asking yourself why we didn't go over this show and watch it to review it, you just got your answer right there. Five consecutive tag matches? Nope.
Just gonna go through the singles matches.
Cool.
So we had Toriano defeating Yujiro Takahashi by count out. We had Yoshihashi defeating Kenta.
Oh, that's painful.
Jack Perry defeated Shota
Well, Jack Perry's back with New Japan.
Yeah.
So does that mean he's out of
Well, he says that he's out of AEW. I don't know how true that is. We guess we'll have to wait and see. But the main event of day one or night one was Tetsuya Naito defeating Sho. Now on night two, they were at Korakuen Hall in Tokyo. Now, Ben, how many tag team matches were on this card?
I'm guessing at least six.
There were five tag team matches in a row.
Oh my God. Yep.
Now, so on this card, we had Chase Owens defeating Tomohiro Ishii. Tonga Loa
What?
defeated. Yes, I know.
Oh
The Tonga Loa defeating the Great Okan and David Finlay defeating TJP.
So out of eight matches, five were tag matches?
Yes, sir.
Oh no.
You see, New Japan, why you gotta upset Ben like that? And he wants to review more New Japan, but if you're gonna keep having tag team after tag team after tag team match, come on. Now we have.
all I have to say about that is that the Windy City Riot better not be like this.
Now, last night they were in Aomes Yamanashi in Yamanashi, Japan, and for night three. And on this one, we start out with five tag team matches.
I was texting you this a few days ago. I really, folks, it's not just a running gag, even though it comes off as one on this show. I legitimately don't understand how any promotion could run five consecutive tag matches. I don't. Two, okay. Any more than two consecutive, what the fuck are you doing? And I don't hate tag team wrestling. I'm not Vince McMahon.
At least have a singles match in between them to break it up.
Exactly.
So we have in singles matches we had Hikuleo defeating Oleg Bolton, Gabe Kidd defeating Caleb Newman, and in the main event Shingo Takagi defeats Yuya
Oh, the guy that just got his head shaved.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So those are your results from the New Japan World Cup 2024 that started on Wednesday, March 6th. Now we're gonna move over to the tournament in Block D. Ben, are you ready to book Block D?
Yes, sir. I got my hat on and everything.
All right. So here we go with the left bracket. CM Punk and Brock Lesnar from SummerSlam 2013, and Kurt Angle versus Shane McMahon from King of the Ring 2001.
King of the Ring 2001. Are you kidding me? That match is legendary.
All right. Then we have Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff from WrestleMania, and Pat Patterson versus Sergeant Slaughter from Madison Square Garden.
Hulk Hogan and Mr. T and Paul Orndorff.
Okay, so that sets up the first match. Then we have Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker from WrestleMania 26, and DX and the Radicals versus Cactus Jack and Too Cool from Raw from February 7, 2000.
WrestleMania 26.
Okay, that was a great
Re I'll
match.
tell you what, WrestleMania 25 will always take the cake for me between those two matches. But make no mistake, 26 was a classic as well.
Sir, I agree. Yeah, because I remember that one. All right, then we have Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat from WrestleMania 3. Brock Lesnar versus Eddie Guerrero from No Way Out 2004.
Oh, tear the heart. No, I have to go with WrestleMania 3. That is just so iconic.
Okay. So that's it's a match number two. All right. Okay, next one, it is The Rock and John Cena from WrestleMania 28. Hulk Hogan versus Randy Savage from WrestleMania 5.
I'm gonna say Hogan and Savage WrestleMania 5, the end of the Mega Powers.
Okay.
The Mega Powers were such a big deal, folks.
Yes, they were. All right. Then we have Shawn Michaels and Triple H from SummerSlam 2002. John Cena versus The Fiend from WrestleMania 36.
I am so sorry to the Fiend, but I have to go with SummerSlam 2002. His
Okay.
first singles match since his return. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Yeah. Gotta go with that.
All right, in the final match in the on the left bracket, Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 24, and The Shield versus Cody Rhodes and Goldust from Battleground 2013.
What was the first one again? I'm being facetious. That's
Exactly, exactly. That's what I said.
the
Exactly.
first
What?
one.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I really loved the reset for WrestleMania 24. That looks so cool.
Yeah, it really did.
All right, so we have our triple threat match set up here. Okay, now on to the left brackets. So on to the right brackets. So first match here we have John Cena and CM Punk from Raw, February 25th, 2013. Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville from WrestleMania 38.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to go with John Cena because I believe that was the very first time he did a Hurricanrana. Because
Okay.
I posted it on you said from January 2013, right?
Yes, sir.
It was because I posted it on Facebook and it came back as a memory a couple months ago. So
How come I didn't see it when you posted
because we weren't friends.
it?
We didn't know each other back then, unfortunately.
Just messing with you. Okay, next one up is Randy Savage and Ric Flair from WrestleMania 8, Royal Rumble 1992.
Please, Royal Rumble 92.
But I will say this, WrestleMania 8, Savage and Flair, that was a great match, though, I will say.
Well, yes, but the historic
But
value of Royal Rumble.
I agree with you, I'm just saying, but I'm saying that was a good match, that was a great match.
Yeah.
Like, because you didn't know who was gonna win, like with the false finishes that they had. Okay. Next up, Royal Rumble 2010. Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Batista.
WrestleMania 30.
Darn, that's what I forgot to do, because I put the match and I put which event I forgot to do for this one. Okay. All right, next one. I can't believe I'm saying this. WLC from Extreme Rules 2014.
Oh my
And Ric
God.
Flair and Ric Flair versus Mr. Perfect from Raw, January 25th, 93.
Where and perfect.
Now wait, did you see that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was that was the third episode of Raw. I want to say, yeah, the third episode. There was January 11th, January 18th, January 25th.
Yeah, and I remember specifically I saw January 25th.
Right, next up, Umaga versus Bobby Lashley from WrestleMania 23, and Owen Hart versus Bret Hart WrestleMania 10.
As much as I enjoyed seeing Vince McMahon get slapped by Donald Trump in the lead up to Bobby Lashley Umaga, I gotta go with Bret Hart.
Next thing you know, he'll be taking credit for inventing the slapping another dude.
Oh my God.
Since he like seems to like take credit for everything. Did you
Jesus,
just I
this
mean
is terrible.
he took credit for Taylor Swift's success. What?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh my, for what reason?
I have no idea. Anyway, so we're here. Okay, next. This is the last match here. Undertaker and Mankind, King of the Ring 98, Triple H kicks Jack Royal Rumble 2000.
I'm sorry, what was the first one? I got distracted by a message on my phone. My apologies.
The first one was Undertaker versus Mankind from King of the Ring 98, Triple H versus Cactus Jack Royal Rumble 2000.
I'm gonna have to go with Undertaker Mankind.
And why not Cactus Jack? What's the difference in between them? What's the difference between Cactus Jack and Mankind?
Different characters, same guy. This is really pissing me off. Now he's trying to troll me on my own show, god damn it. Get the fuck out of here. What are you trying to do? Create a PNC blooper reel or some shit? Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, for real, here we go.
Okay.
Okay, then we have next bracket, Kurt Angle versus Shane, King of the Ring, Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper
I'm gonna have to say Hogan and Mr. T, Piper and Orndorff.
All right, then we have Shawn Michaels, Undertaker from WrestleMania 26, and Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat, WrestleMania 3.
WrestleMania 3. Sorry, Shawn and Taker.
But you won Block B, so that's all right. Okay, next up is a triple threat.
Cool.
We have Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage from WrestleMania 5, Shawn Michaels, Triple H from SummerSlam 2002, Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 24.
I'm still going Mega Powers for historical value. And
Okay.
in all seriousness, folks, I think that's my favorite Hulk Hogan match that I've seen him do.
All right, that's our first triple threat. Next up, we have John Cena, CM Punk, and Royal Rumble 92.
Please. 92. Don't insult my wrestling intelligence.
Yeah, randomizer. Don't insult his wrestling intelligence. All right. Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton and Batista, and then we have Ric Flair and Mr. Perfect from Raw.
I'm gonna go oh God, that's a tough one. Jesus Christ. I gotta go with Flair and Perfect. I'm sorry.
Then we have Owen Hart and Bret Hart, Undertaker versus Mankind.
I'm gonna go Owen Hart and Bret Hart.
Okay. That is your triple threat for the right bracket. Now we're down to the final six. I just had to
Okay.
count because it was kind of hard with the way it's set up. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Left bracket, Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper Orndorff, Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat, and Hogan and Savage.
Randy Savage, Ricky Steamboat.
Right. So that match goes to the finals, and we'll face off against the winner of this one, Royal Rumble 92, Ric Flair, Mr. Perfect, and Owen Hart, Bret Hart.
Royal Rumble 92.
Okay. And your final match, your final two is Savage and Steamboat versus Royal Rumble 92.
Savage and Steamboat.
All right. So Ben, are you ready for the finals? Well, close to the finals, we have the Blocks facing off.
Okay, cool.
So we have Bret Hart and British Bulldog going up against from SummerSlam 92, going up against Undertaker and Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 25.
Oh my, no, don't do it to
You did this. You booked this tournament.
me.
It's a randomizer. He put these matches together.
I'm gonna go WrestleMania 25.
Okay. All right. And the winner of this match, Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 10, Randy Savage, Ricky Steamboat, WrestleMania 3.
WrestleMania 3.
All right. So your finals. It's going to be Randy Savage and Steamboat and Undertaker Shawn Michaels.
Two absolute classics. You have to see both of these matches. And I have to go with Savage and Steamboat.
All right, so there we go. There's your winner for this tournament, Randy Savage, Ricky Steamboat from WrestleMania 3.
Absolutely awesome. But do not sleep on WrestleMania 25 now. You have to go see that match if you haven't seen that match, folks. Trust
And
me.
now, Ben, I have the other tournament set up. Well, I don't have it, the matches set up, but I know what we're gonna do.
Okay. What you got?
It is going to be, let me just pull this up here real quick. I have it in my folder. The next tournament will be another Block A, Block B, Block C, another four block tournament. This time we're gonna do the 100 greatest tag teams.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. That'll be really fun.
So that'll be going over that will be going over three or four episodes because we're gonna do the same style, Block A, Block B, Block C, and Block D.
Okay, cool.
All right, and now we have. You were telling me about Dark Side of the Ring.
Yes. And actually for Dark Side of the Ring, if you guys have any familiarity with that series at all, you guys know, I mean, they get into some real heavy shit. That isn't just the name. But however, for Earthquake, John Tenta, that really wasn't the case. This didn't feel like a Dark Side of the Ring episode at all.
Nope.
Because
So there really wasn't a dark side to John Tenta.
no, he was a very well respected and a very lovely person from what I understand here. And certain moments of this got me very choked up. I mean, this is the kind of episode you play at a fucking eulogy. That's how complimentary this thing was of John Tenta. So that was in a way that was a nice change of pace. But also in a way it just didn't feel like it belonged on Dark Side of the Ring. But ultimately, I am happy that John Tenta got a showcase, because I think we need more positive stories surrounding pro wrestling, and I don't think that statement has ever been more true than it is today. With everything that has broken in 2024. So we got a break from the monotonous negativity bullshit train that pro wrestling has been on from a media standpoint, with a very nice spotlight on John Tenta.
The one thing I really hated was when he got to WCW, they turned him into the Avalanche, then he turned him into the Shark, and it's like, and I like that he finally cut that promo where he said, "I'm not a shark and I'm not an avalanche."
Yes, I did too. And at first I was like, okay, well that's gonna be probably it, because I didn't realize, this is me being stupid, I guess, but I didn't realize that he portrayed Golga
Yes,
in the Oddities.
he was cool, and I hated that character.
It's so insulting given who's behind it. Because I didn't realize that that was John Tenta.
Yeah, I was John Tenta. I didn't realize it at first, and then I was reading about it, like at the time that the Oddities were that we were in the middle of that Attitude Era period with the Oddities. I only read it like shortly after he made his debut.
Earthquake was very clearly in John Tenta's best work. It started out, once we got past the family introductions and saying that he was pretty much the only wrestler to come out of Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. We got the introduction of John Tenta in the Dino Bravo segment, where he sat on
Where he's
all
back.
the, and we covered that as part of our series with Tuesday Timeline. Make sure you check that show out if you haven't already. Yeah, it was funny how they were saying everybody in the audience already knew it was going to be John Tenta, and big shocker there, because he said that he was like 400 and either 30 or 60 pounds at the time. Let's see. Let me just pull it up here.
Now, even before WF though, I remember like Saturday afternoons, 2 p.m. We used to get All Star Wrestling from Vancouver here, which would so, and I remember seeing him on there. He was part of that roster, so I remember some of the interviews that he did as well from there. But do you remember the one part of where they were talking about his run in Japan?
And
Koji Kitao. I hate Koji Kitao, and I'll tell you why.
Oh,
That
this will be
now
interesting.
he wanted he got mad that he lost to Earthquake. Okay? So next thing he wanted to like fight Earthquake like for real. So Earthquake handled him, right? I can't stand this guy, Koji Kitao. He had like one appearance in WWF at WrestleMania 7 in a squash match against Demolition.
Well, at least he got squashed.
Like he's that wrestler that's just like hey Susan, he's like a sore loser.
But it tells you something that Kotal was never used again, for that company, and you know, Earthquake got so much respect once word got back to the WWF locker room. You know, I think that put Earthquake, the man behind it, on a different level.
No, you even saw it in the footage there, right? Kushikatawa throwing a fit at ringside, throwing stuff around, complaining, saying wrestling is all fake.
Oh yeah, well, if it's so fake,
that's the kind of person that he is.
How come you were on the show making
right?
money from pro wrestling?
Just because you
asshole.
lost. Now you're gonna get all mad, right? Okay.
Exactly. God damn, I hate people. No, it's a real problem with me. I don't know what it is, Elio. You know, I'm certainly not perfect, but it's like whenever I run into someone just being an outright blithering asshole, it's just I really struggle with that. Because, like I said, I'm not the second coming. I'm not particularly special, but I just don't understand why people can't treat each other with decency and respect. That concept will never fail to just escape me. But yeah, so it's oh, and just so you know, guys, the company at which this took place, this was not New Japan Pro Wrestling. This was All Japan.
No, yeah, it was All Japan, HAPW.
Yeah, this was in 1986, I believe.
Because stuff like this would not happen in New Japan. Yeah, Koji Kato would definitely get a talking to in New Japan if he did that stuff.
Well, a talking to, but more importantly than that, I think he would have
gotten
stiffed in the ring.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he'd get a good talking to in the ring from whoever he'd be facing at that time.
Yeah,
if,
for sure.
If he pulled this stuff there. But,
yeah.
One of the funniest things about that episode, though, Haku's laugh.
Yeah, I reposted that on Twitter, and
is that the one you were telling me about?
Yeah, that's the one that I showed my mom, because that particular footage of Haku leaked before the episode.
Jeez,
aired,
that was hilarious.
And it was hilarious because John Tenta was a tag team partner of the Shockmaster when they were the Natural Disasters.
You know
so,
what? They need to go in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I agree. And so that's how that tie-in came. And so it was just really cool. And you know, this was a blooper that I didn't know about, but you know, I knew about Ric Flair's blooper, but I didn't realize that in that same clip, Booker T was like, "Who is this motherfucker?" You know, so that was just funny. Then we get into the real big focus. The real big focus of this was his feud with Hulk Hogan.
We're going to get into that when we get further into the 90s on Tuesday Timeline.
Yes, and I'm so excited. I can't tell you how excited I am to bring back Tuesday Timeline, because guess what, folks? It's coming back on this coming Tuesday, come hell or high water. But guess what we have to do the following Tuesday? We have to push it back again. Why? Why do you think we have to push it back again, Elio, on the following Tuesday?
Let me see. We are into March, right?
Yes.
So we need another pay-per-view.
Yes. AEW Dynasty.
Wait, no, hold on. Wait a minute. That's in April. No, we don't have for Dynasty in April. It's on the 21st.
Oh, Dynasty is in April. Okay, I
Yeah.
thought it was in March. I was like, oh my God,
No, I
give
would
me
have been like,
something. I
what
was right.
the, I would have been like, what, stop? Why are we doing one in March? What are you talking about? Yeah,
No,
no.
okay. Well, I
Yeah.
feel better now. I legitimately thought it was in March.
Yeah, no, we got WrestleMania on Tuesday, and then we have the following Tuesday, we have SummerSlam 98, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
And that will be Earthquake versus Hulk Hogan.
Which will be a perfect tie-in to this. So see how and why we do these things.
I'm
Because
sorry, I just gotta show you this. Speaking of Dynasty, the poster. Oh, what the hell?
that is atrocious. Okay,
The
Elio needs to be hired to handle professional wrestling posters immediately.
Oh my God.
And you know what? As bad as WWE's posters are, I think AEW needs you more.
Seriously.
But then again, I don't think you're politically correct enough to deal with AEW's bullshit. Yes, they called you the gentleman before they called you the dean over on Wrestling POV. But would you really be gentlemanly enough to handle AEW's bullshit?
No, I fucking tell until he caught the just shut his ass.
My man. No, we just need Tony Diaz to come on here and go, shut your ass.
Seriously. What's wrong with Tony Khan's eyes? Everything.
And I'm still waiting for what the fuck is wrong with Tony Khan's booking to go in the book. Did you guys discuss that last night?
I brought it up. We didn't put it in the book yet, but I did bring it up that it
Okay,
should go in the book.
very good. And did you mention that it was on my suggestion?
No, like we were just like going on in time, so it's because we were wrapping up.
Oh, very good. Very cool. Yeah, this was definitely getting back to Dark Side of the Ring. This was definitely one that I would check out if I were you guys, because this was just a very nice spotlight on a wrestler who I don't think gets enough credit for what he did for the business or in it for that matter. It was a really sad ending because he succumbed to bladder cancer, which my understanding is that bladder cancer is very treatable, but they just didn't catch it in time.
And then he, but yeah, but also he kept it to himself, which Haku said, I wish you had said something to me.
Well, that just goes to show when you have a serious health issue, or even when you think something is just off, I really do wish people would just go get help for whatever it is, whether it's a medical issue, a mental issue, or whatever, because if you don't, it could turn into tragedies like this, where we lose good people way too soon, and then their families don't have them. This was probably the most cheerful edition of Dark Side of the Ring,
You said that you don't want to cover every single one, like, cause like the biggest beefcake one you'd rather not do, right?
Yeah, but I do want to do next week because
Next
that
week is
is.
the Bagwells. I was about to say next week is Buff and the Bagwells.
Yeah, well, other than his mom, who are the other Bagwells?
I have no idea. I only know Marcus Bagwell and his mom because of all the junior poll references.
Yeah.
Who the fuck came up with that shit? I gotta look that up, or I can't wait to see the episode. I wonder if they're gonna talk about it.
Well, logically they would have to. And then
My
in addition to that, it's interesting that his episode's coming out now because DDP Yoga's YouTube channel just did an entire feature on Bagwell and his partner from the Alpha Males and their
Scotty
recovery
Riggs.
And stuff. Yeah.
Scotty
So
Riggs.
so that's very good and very good timing as well. If you guys haven't checked that out, check that out before the episode airs next Tuesday. And with that, we'll wrap up our look at Dark Side of the Ring, and we'll be right back with our final segment of the evening, Wrestling Roulette. Stay right there.
All right, and we are back, and we're going to wrap this up, Dark Side of the Ring. Ben, is there anything else?
No, man. I mean, it's I think we've pretty much covered everything. Thank God we don't have pay-per-views this weekend, or else we'd have to do another recording after
this.
Oh,
my gosh. Stop with the pay-per-views, please.
I know. It's a little much.
I'm so glad I have the week off.
We're going to be, and because of that, we're going to do episode 405 for you guys on Friday.
405. Did we jump up 100 episodes?
I'm sorry, 305. yes, it's the MVP Miami episode. make sure you guys check that one out. And, let's wrap this one up in style with Wrestling Roulette, shall we?
All right, so give me a few seconds. I'm going to pull up the playlist, and we'll be back in a few seconds. All right, it's time for Wrestling. Are you all right, Ben? What are you laughing at?
Yeah, you make me chuckle. What can I tell you?
I make you chuckle. What?
Your off camera rage is very amusing to me.
All right, so we hit the wrestling roulette. It works. I play 21 tracks, 10 seconds, and Ben has to guess which wrestler that theme belongs to. And we have obstacles along the way. If a wrestler's theme shows up more than once in the rotation, it is minus 1 point. Ben, are you ready for your first one?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
This is the end.
Psycho Sid?
No, that is the Disciple, WCW.
Oh, my God. I don't think I ever saw that gimmick. Thank Christ.
Now you don't remember that Bruce Beefcake gimmick?
Yeah, well, I think the Lord was being more merciful.
it was bad. That was when the Ultimate Warrior got a hold of him and turned him over to the One Warrior Nation, which he decided to spell NWO backwards and call it One Warrior Nation.
Oh my, that is pitiful. That is pitiful.
All right, number track two, here we go.
Is that Coco Beware?
No, that is Sabo Simba.
Jesus, this is terrible.
It was bad. Okay, track three, here we go.
Repo Man.
Repo Man.
Repo Man. Okay, number four.
I have no idea.
That is Earthquake.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Okay, number five, here we go. No, it is not. That is Reginald.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Alright. Here we go, track number six.
Yeah, baby.
Natalia.
Natalia. Why is that not terrible?
That's awful.
That is bad, that theme. Wait, was she ever a heel in WWE?
Yeah.
Okay, then that was her heel theme. It was terrible.
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's number seven, right?
Yeah.
All right, number eight coming up.
Kane.
Kane. All right, number nine. That is Danny Palmer.
Okay.
Sure, why not? Okay, number 10.
Dude Love, I don't know.
Oh my, yes, it is Dude Love. What? What? How? What? How? No, how? Ben? How?
Well, it sounded extra funky, and it was like, take a ride on the wild side, and I was like, okay, maybe it's Dude Love.
Wow. Okay, all right. that was track number 10?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so you're on the board with five. Alrighty then. The fuck? Okay, number 11.
Dijak?
No, that is Asuka.
Oh, sorry.
All right, number 12.
Pass, I don't know.
That is Apollo Crews.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, number 13.
Christian?
How? What the hell, Ben? Oh, what? Yeah,
it sounded like the beat right before the countdown, so I was like,
look, right there.
Yeah, my God.
Jeez, what the? Okay, then. Okay. Okay, sure. Here we go.
Pass, I don't know.
That is Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah, I wouldn't get that anyway. That's NXT.
All right, so number 15.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio. All right, number 16.
Jamie Noble.
He was one half of this team. Yeah, you know what? I'll give it to you. It was the Pitbulls. I believe he was, who was the other one? I don't remember.
Jamie Noble and Kid Cash.
That's right. The Pitbulls, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you Jamie Noble, but yeah, I got the Pitbulls here.
Yeah, it was Jamie Noble and Kid Cash.
All right. That's number, wait, 16 or 17?
That was 16.
All right, number 17 coming up.
Pass. I don't know. I hate it when those mainstream themes make it into wrestling. It makes it very confusing.
This is Hulk Hogan. This
Since
is before.
When?
This
What
was
the
his
fuck?
No, this was his first theme when he, like, in the '80s, 82, 83.
Oh my God.
He actually used Come Out to Eye of the Tiger.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then they
knew.
Did
I never knew
then
that.
They did the
Hulkamania one.
No, they did that, yeah, the Hulkamania one, the Hulk Hogan's theme, and then Real American, which was written for Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo, was then given to Hulk Hogan.
Oh, well.
So that's cool. how that string of entrance themes changed for him. I have Tiger, Hulk Hogan's theme, Real American.
Oh, okay.
All right, that was 17, right?
Yes.
All right, 18 coming up.
Pass. I have no idea. This is really hard tonight.
That is the Rougeau Brothers.
Oh, shit. Okay.
From my team off to Memphis.
Okay. Oh,
never mind. I should never say you shut up. Number 19.
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan. All right, number 20, here we go.
Oh, Flash, you are so funky. Flash, uh-huh.
Flash Funk.
Flash Funk. I didn't like that gimmick.
Not really. Looked like a pimp. It looked like Godfather in miniature.
All right, here we go. This is the last one. 21, are you ready?
Yep.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight. Oh.
The big show.
The big show. All right. So that is 21 tracks. You know what? Let's see what track. Let's see what track number 22 would have been.
I have no idea, but it sounds like a good one.
That is Casey Catanzaro.
Jesus, I would have never got that. What the fuck? I didn't even realize she had an individual theme.
You know who, you know which one I never get? Is Kenny Carter's theme.
Well, I don't blame you because I wouldn't get that one either.
All right, so your final 21 tracks, your final score is 10.
Well, that's not terrible. I pulled at least three out of my ass.
Okay.
You're like, wow.
Yeah. Ah, what? What are you doing? Do you love Christian? Wait, what was the third one?
The Jamie Noble for the Pitbulls.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Pitbull. Okay, so that is our wrestling roulette. Ben, with you, bring the show to a close.
Absolutely.
All right, so that is all for episode 303 of the podcast. We are going to be back on
304.
304. See, you got me all. Rewind. Okay. All right, that is it for episode 304 of the podcast. We will be back on Tuesday with Tuesday Timeline, looking at WrestleMania 6 from Toronto, Ontario, Canada at the Sky Dome. I will message you as soon as I finish having cake. And then
what?
We'll jump on here and go back in time.
Oh, yes, it's your birthday, isn't it? So we have a birthday edition of the podcast.
Yes, sir.
ECU better have its kazoos ready. Okay, very good.
Without my kazoos ready, I'll look for something on my GarageBand app.
Okay, very good.
Alright, so we'll be back on Tuesday with WrestleMania 6, and then this week instead of Saturdays, we will be doing our episode on Friday night. Alright, yeah. And Ben, I can't wait to get further into the 90s, because after WrestleMania 6, we have SummerSlam 90.
I am very excited. I'm having so much fun with the Tuesday Timeline series, so it'll be good to get back into it.
All right, so for my co-host, I'm Ellie. He's Ben, say goodnight to the fans.
Good night to the fans, and no, thank you for hanging out with us, and I promise next time I won't botch so many of the wrestling roulette theme plums.
While the sick get sicker, the profits from the people feed the poor another needle. The flames get bigger while the moths all shiver. The subsidizing evil with no budget for a sequel. The Prozac's gift wrapped with a smile.